Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, you have concerns regarding the Market Square. What are they?
Kavanagh, I'd just like to see it tidied up. I'd like to see us tackle the things that we can tackle in the square, like, redoing the sculpture again. They've got very tarnished. They're cutting back the trees so that the place is opened up and that people walking by, the whole square is visible for them. It's visible for tourists and that they're not afraid to venture in there. I'd like to see it better lit up at night. I'd like to see graffiti removed. Just the simple things that we can do to make it more attractive and to make it better for the townspeople and to make it more attractive for the tourists that come to the town as well, and to make it safer for everyone and to make it a better place for the businesses that do business in around the square. That there isn't an abundance of money there right now to look at doing a big job. I'd be afraid of a debate starting about a big job that can't be done. I'd rather do the small things, see what impression that gives people, and let the conversation begin about what we should do with the square in the future.
Caroline Carr, Assistant Creator at Donegal County Museum, just give us a little idea of what the Market Square used to look like.
Well, we have a beautiful photograph in the entrance of the museum of the Market Square. It's a William Lawrence collection photograph taken after the opening of the cathedral, so early 1900s. And it shows a market day, a market going on in the Market Square. The layout of the buildings around it hasn't changed that much. The square was a very open space and had the clock tower, which was built just facing Mount Southwell Terrace. And also there's a little shade. It was the Fire Brigade hose house, so where the Fire Brigade was held. And also that you could actually drive in behind the clock tower. And then the layout of the roads coming down is still the same, in the same layout. And also you can recognise the buildings that are in existence today as practically as same as they were nearly 100 years ago. People don't realise, probably, think this coffee culture is a new phenomenon. There's a coffee house in the Market Square in the 1900s. The picture we have shows the market and shows the women all beautifully dressed, wrapped up in their shawls, some of the finer ladies in their lovely hats and their nipped in waists, and a lot of activity going on in the Market Square.
But what do the public think? I asked some people their views.
No, I don't think it does, actually. No, I think it should leave it as it is, because I'm a blow-in, and I like it as it is.
I think it should be revamped. It should be brought back to maybe more a market where you could actually maybe have a French market. People could come and have nice stalls and sell their veg and sell little cakes. And I think it's too big, and it should be moved back further into the back of the square. I think when you come down from the cathedral, I think it's an obstruction. People walk up and there's big pillars, and I think it's just far too big.
I don't think so, no. Not too bad, sure, no. Not long since it was done.
No, I think it looks nice as it is. You know, there's sitting area here. There's enough parking around the area.
No, I think it's grand the way it is, actually. Because it's been the same, it's been like that for years, you know, where they used to, well, years ago, the granny used to tell me about them selling the children there, you know, the slaves and that. So it's as I remember it years ago.
The main thing is to stop the riffraff from congregating there so that they wouldn't be intimidating the older generation.
I think it does in some way. I don't think it's very practical, actually. Going back to when I came to work in this town first, it was a place you could park and there was a lot more people moving about it. Businesses has, numbers has certainly reduced in the town as well.
Badly, yes. Yes, it does. Well, I mean, it looks dilapidated and, you know, it's not had anything done for, you know, how long? About time they've done something.